They're great stories. And never allow the truth to stand in the way of a good story. They're inspiring. So go for it. So what's one of your favourite stories of the great stuff? Okay, this is in the, I love telling this story once every year on the retreat. Because you got the stories of the great disciples, these arahats do amazing things. But what about the stories of the stupid disciples? And you can read those, because that's in the Vinaya. Because in the Vinaya, the rules of discipline for the monks and the nuns, those rules came about because some monk or some nun misbehaved. And when they misbehave, people complain, they told the Buddha, and so he laid down a rule. So, you know, it's inspiring to read the stories of the great monks, but it's great also, good fun, to read the stories of the stupid monks and the stupid bhikkhunis as well. And this is the story I love to tell. You know this one. You know it's what's coming. It's a great story. So, this was at Sawati. That's where King Prasenadi lived, right close to the Jeta Grove. And it was a job of one of the bhikkhunis to empty the toilets every morning. So in those days, there was not like a sewage system. So everything would go into a big bucket, and they'd have to sort of take the bucket to another proper place, you know, where it would compost or something. But this one day, this bhikkhuni, early in the morning, cleaning out the toilets, decided it was too lazy to walk all over to where she's supposed to dispose of it. So instead, she threw the bucket of shit over the monastery wall. And you all know Murphy's Law. That works in India 25 centuries as much as it does in Perth, this today. A guy was walking on the other side of the wall. Yeah, that's right, you can imagine it. Now, he was dressed up in his best clothes because he was going to the palace to see the king. Now, imagine you were going to an audience with Queen Elizabeth, and as you were walking down, you've got a bucket of shit over your head. How would you feel? He was very upset. He was annoyed because he knew who lived on the other side of the wall. Those nuns. He said, they're not real nuns. They're sort of stupid idiots. They're just prostitutes. They're not real nuns. I'm going to teach them a lesson. Look what they've done to me. They've put all this stuff over my best clothes. I was just about to see the king, and look what they've done to me. And he was so upset that he got one of the torches, which they used to light the street. And he decided to burn down the whole monastery, because it was all made of wood in those days. And he went there wanting to burn down the whole monastery. But that monastery had a gatekeeper, this very smart guy. And he said, what are you doing? I'm going to burn down this stupid monastery. Look what they've done to me. He said, you've got a bucket of that over your head? That's auspicious. That's like being blessed with holy water, only better. You know, haven't you heard the word before, holy shit? That's come from holy nuns. Now, it's amazing. And sometimes even I, and I'm sure the bhikkhunis over here know this, how gullible some of you are. And this guy said, really, that's auspicious, that's good luck? He said, yeah, it's good luck. Excellent luck. Something wonderful would happen to you today. He said, really? Yeah. So go home and get changed. Go back to the palace. You'll have some good fortune. And so the guy believed it. I mean, that gatekeeper, you know, you could sell sort of ice to Eskimos, as they say. And he went back, he got changed, and he went back to the palace again. And actually, he was lucky. He did get this really lucrative contract from the king. And he spread it around to people saying, wow, you know, you are so fortunate. You know, if you really want to make a lot of money, go to the nuns' monastery and ask for some real holy blessings. And of course, people started spreading it around. That's the most incredible holy stuff from the nuns. And the Buddha heard about it. And so he sort of told the nuns, he said, look, you were very, very lucky that time. You had a very, very smart gatekeeper who managed to talk this guy out of burning your monastery. But don't do it again. And then one of the 311 rules for the bhikkhunis, one of the paticcas, is thou shalt not throw a bucket of shit over the monastery wall. That's one of the paticcas, isn't it? Yes, there you go, she's nodding. And that's where the story came from. Now those are the stories which are inspiring. And I think, because of the nature of that story, it probably did happen. I think that's true. You see that these days, I mean this, I was there in Thailand once, and Ajahn Chah, he doesn't do holy water, but this general in the army came and asked for some holy water from Ajahn Chah. Now, these, not like generals in the army here in Australia, those generals in Asia, they have immense power. You know, they can actually take you away in the middle of the night and just you disappear, even in Thailand. Remember, because I think at that time it was a military ruler who was running Thailand. No, they didn't have much democracy. So those generals were really powerful. And this general came up to Ajahn Chah and said, "No, can you please give me some holy water?" And Ajahn Chah usually doesn't do this, but this was a general, a very powerful one. So he said, "Come here." And so he came and sat in front of Ajahn Chah and said, "Bow your head." And he spat in the general's hair and then rubbed it in. Now, I was there and I thought, "You've gone too far this time. You can't do that to a general in the army." But just like that stupid guy who got the bucket of shit over his head, this general, he loved every minute of it. "Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. I'm so lucky. I've really got the best holy water straight from the mouth of Ajahn Chah. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu." And Ajahn Chah got away with it. Incredible. So my holy water story now. I told Ajahn Chah's one at the time of the bhikkhunis. In Thailand, in that monastery where I stayed, you had to stay up every week, not going to sleep, meditate all night. It's really tough, you know, 24 hours without sleep. And so you'd be meditating, and you get sleepy, but sometimes you get some good meditation as well. So after the dawn came up, you know, then you know, I left the hall and went to urinate. Now, there's two things to know. First of all, you know, it was the first light of day, so it wasn't all that clear. And number two, I'd been meditating all night, so my mindfulness wasn't that strong. And you know, over in the jungle, you just, you know, squat down, you know, Asian style, and urinate in the forest. That's what I did. I squatted down and started urinating, you know, in the first light of day. And I really did think I was urinating on a stick. And then the stick started to move. I was peeing on a snake. Now, that was very, very dangerous, because that was a venomous snake. And the most sensitive part of the male body was only about 3 inches from that snake's mouth. You girls won't appreciate that, but that makes many of the guys here squirm. And did that snake bite me? No, it loved every minute of it. Why? Because I'm sure that that snake thought it was being blessed with holy water from a monk. So that's the time I peed on a snake, or blessed a snake, depending on which way you look at it. So those things happen. So those are like real stories, because they really happen. And you know, you can believe them, because they're the sorts of things which would happen. So be careful. That's one of the reasons I say be careful of superstition. Because otherwise you come here and you ask for some holy water, and Bhikkhuni Sudama will say, "Bend your head over." Anyway, enough about that. What is the best way to be with